Have you heard the saying, if you don't like the weather in Northwest Arkansas, stick around 10 minutes and it'll change? Last week was a prime example of that. Fayetteville experienced the lowest temperatures of the season on Wednesday. Come Sunday, it was sunny with highs in the 70s. To find out why we see these dramatic changes, I consulted with Chief Meteorologist with KNWA, Dan Scoff. Our conversation took place on Monday of this week.
We experienced, you know, a transition period. November has always been known as a transition month for Northwest Arkansas. The weather can rapidly change, and we knew this system coming in, you know, on the TV broadcast that was showing way up in Alaska, this system that's diving southeast, and it was a little bit it was a little bit questionable exactly the track that this system would take, but we knew it was going to be a big system. And in response to a big weather system, you get a strong south wind. And when you get a strong south wind and you pump in that moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, temperatures literally cannot drop below what we call the dew point temperature. So when that number climbs on the morning lows, then you know you're getting moisture that's added to the atmosphere, especially in the low levels, and that's going to lead to temperatures basically warming up throughout the morning. And that's exactly why we experienced such a rapid change in our weather pattern. We had a high-pressure system that came in from the northwest that parked itself over us on the 13th when we saw the coldest morning that we've seen so far this season when Fayetteville hit 17 degrees. And then we went throughout the rest of the, you know, week with that high pressure shifting off to the east. And when you're on the west side of a high, you get a south wind, and then you got a big low pressure system that was organizing to our west. And over the next couple of days, you know, the moisture was just poised to come up from the Gulf of Mexico. And once it did, temperatures rapidly warmed. So that's exactly why we experienced such a drastic change in temperature. And now, you know, we fell back down this morning. We hit just about freezing, and that's all because of that cold front clearing out the moisture again.
I know. On Sunday, I was at Lake Fayetteville in literally shorts and a tank top.
Yeah.
And then I'm curled up in a sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, and we did get a freeze, by the way. We hit 32. We hit freezing. And so, you know, where those surface winds, a warming wind is a south wind, and a cold wind is a north wind, usually, generally. And that's what we had. We had a big shift in our pattern, and the reason that the weather was so crazy is we call this a progressive pattern. You know, some patterns stick around and they last a while, but you'll notice that we've had these fast-moving weather systems that just kind of ripped through the area and didn't last very long. For instance, over the weekend, we had some rain on Saturday, and it didn't last very long. But all of these systems came through, and there was nothing to stop them from, you know, from continuing to progress eastward. Just like, for instance, the tornado outbreak system on Sunday, November 17th, when that system came through, the next day it's already off the coast of the United States. That's what you call a pretty progressive weather pattern, to say the least.
Well, so I know that in Illinois this past weekend that they did experience some of those tornadoes. But the weather here was also kind of prime for that, right?
Oh, absolutely. People don't realize that, you know, I had a saying, we were only a couple of degrees away from disaster. And what I mean by that is the computer model forecasts, you know, we're very gung-ho about not breaking out precipitation. What we mean by that is meteorologists, that means they didn't form any storms. The problem is you and I know that, you know, computer models aren't always correct. And because of them not being always correct and the conditions that we had over our area Saturday night into Sunday, especially it would be during the overnight hours, if storms developed, they would have been moving at 50 to 60 miles an hour. They would have produced strong to violent tornadoes, the atmosphere conditions that we had. But there was a big question. I'm not saying this is going to happen for sure, and probably it won't, but I want to give everyone a heads up in case it does, because our conditions were even more volatile of what they saw in Illinois. The only difference is they had the storms and we didn't.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, for them.
And fortunately for us, you know, there was, and people sometimes call it the Fayetteville fizzle or something like that. It just, we had, you know, that extra cloud cover, a little bit of rain that kept our temperature down a little more than it could have been. And if it was only a few degrees warmer.
Well, so Thanksgiving is next week.
Yes.
When can we expect the cold weather to be here to stay?
You know, we know as Northwest Arkansans, you know, and being in Arkansas, that you can't expect the cold weather to stay around forever, especially
right.
in this area, mm-hmm. because you do get these wild temperature swings. You know, as far as cooling down for good, it really doesn't happen in this area of the country. But I can tell you that I'm laughing because I'm looking at some of the long-range computer models that are, you know, about 8 to 9 days out, which is essentially right around Thanksgiving mm-hmm. time. And this is, you know, this is a ways out, and meteorologists are very
timid,
skeptical and timid to say this stuff. But, you know, there's a system that comes in on Thanksgiving, like a couple of days before Thanksgiving, that looks like it could bring snow. If that will happen or not remains to be seen. But I can tell you that it does appear that our pattern is about to undergo a change.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is colder weather. And not just colder for a little while. There will be warm-ups within that cold period, but I'm looking at some of the highs here, and they're pretty dramatic. Like, for instance, a high next over the weekend, you know, we got some holiday activities, you know, Lights of the Ozarks, getting people in the Christmas spirit and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And on Saturday night, it doesn't look very warm for Lights of the Ozarks. Bundle up
right.
if they're headed to that, because it does look, we're talking temps, high temperatures, struggling to get above freezing.
On Saturday?
Yeah. It makes my job interesting and fun and job security, I guess right. you could say, well, in this area.
But what you're telling me is that Northwest Arkansas, it's not necessarily unique with this crazy weather that we have.
No, it's not. And yeah. it's happened before. You know, in 2005, we had some really cold weather, and then we had a massive tornado outbreak that happened on November 27th of 2005. And there's been some tornado outbreaks in November 2001.
Well, you mentioned Christmas, and you mentioned that it may snow on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You're just kind of gut feeling. I won't hold you to it, I promise, but will we have snow on Christmas?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, and the reason I say that is one out of every 9 years on average, that's the statistics, mm-hmm. but one out of every 9 years is a white Christmas. We had a massive storm that came in, just missed Northwest Arkansas. You know, I know a lot of people were somewhat disappointed that it didn't snow. It's so rare to see a white Christmas. I do think we will see more snow this year than we saw last year, which isn't saying much. We had a lot of snows. They just weren't a lot of snow.
Very productive, yeah.
Yeah. We had a lot of snowfalls. You know, it snowed like maybe 15, 20 times, but there was never anything more than an inch. We had the one snow that came through right after Christmas, December 28th, I want to say, and it put down about an inch to 2 inches. That was probably our heaviest snow. And then, of course, the May snowstorm as
right.
well.
Right. I was going to mention that, yeah.
I say snowstorm, but, I mean, even an inch in May is pretty dramatic.
Exactly, yes. If it's snowing in May, you can call it a storm, I think.
Yeah, May 3rd and 4th, which yeah. is, you know, that just shows you the weather, it's not going to do what you say, you know, so far out in advance. It keeps you on your toes. It has a sense of humor. What you think might happen 1 year could be totally different the next. I do think that we will see more snow this year. I think that, you know, and someone asked me, when do they think the first snowfall will be? And I said it's going to be an early snowfall or late November. And oddly enough, the computer model forecasts are showing that.
So potentially next week.
Potentially next week, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Weather Dan. I'm allowed to call you Weather Dan, aren't I?
You sure are, yeah. No problem. We go way back, right?
Yeah, way back.
It just, the weather never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah. All right.
It's pretty awesome.
It
so,
is.
Well, good deal.
Okay.
Well, stay warm. It is going to get cold. There's definitely a 100% chance of that this weekend, and we'll see if that snow materializes.
All right. I'll get used to carrying my coat around with me.
Yeah, sounds good.
Dan Scoff is Chief Meteorologist with KNWA. This is Ozarks at Large.